This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. If you stayed out of the movie theaters this long weekend, you weren't alone. There just wasn't that much new out there to see. No big releases, at least. The studios seem to just abandon the holiday. The box office take for the four-day weekend is expected to be in the mid-$90 million range. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, it'll be the worst Labor Day weekend for Hollywood in two decades. The long weekend wraps up an all-in-all disappointing summer box office. For more, we've got The Hollywood Reporter's Pamela McClintock with us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So why isn't there some big blockbuster movie in the theaters this weekend?
It is truly an unfortunate series of events. You know, Labor Day is never a big weekend for big studio releases, but there's usually a number of smaller genre films. And this year, people just either moved movies off or didn't put movies here. So it's the first time in 25 years that there wasn't a new major nationwide release over Labor Day.
Why? What happened?
I'd call it a case of maybe poor scheduling, where just nobody put their movies on Labor Day this year. So while it's never a huge weekend, you know, you can certainly do some business.
As a whole, how would you judge the summer?
It's going to be down nearly 16%, which is the biggest year-over-year decline that anybody can remember.
Huh.
And I think revenue may eke out at $3.8 billion, and that's the first time in more than a decade that summer revenue hasn't hit $4 billion.
So what happened?
You know, I think there was a lot. One thing that happened was Rotten Tomatoes really came into its own now that it's owned by Fandango, and movies like Transformers or Baywatch just got crucified by poor reviews.
And the idea here, as I understand it, is that now that when I go to Fandango, I see these Rotten Tomato scores before I buy my tickets, I'm much more aware of a bomb.
Exactly. I did a piece about this very aspect. It would sort of be like Volkswagen or another car company putting stories like Consumer Reports right there.
Right. Don't click the review.
You know, it's sort of an odd placement because there's really not a lot of incentive if a movie has a 15% rotten rating to go.
So that's one piece of it. Other things that you'd attribute the bad summer to, where they're just not the movies there?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, I do think we're seeing the effect of, you know, everyone says this, so I sound like a broken record, but of Netflix and Amazon, there's just so much good television and the, you know, wherever you're getting it on TV.
Is this summer going to be the summer that causes a change in business strategy, do you think, from either the theater perspective or the studio perspective?
I'm not sure. I think the wheel turns so much more slowly. I mean, the studios already have their, you know, next summer set, and it's just as chock full of sequels and reboots. And on paper, it looks a lot stronger. But, you know, I think there is a nervousness about when you're seeing, you know, numerous sequels and numerous reboots, can they really hold their own?
So maybe a couple summers from now, we'll see some new stuff, huh?
Here's hoping. I mean, I've been asking everybody in town, you know, how are the conversations changing in the production meetings? And so far, I haven't found a very good mole, but, you know, I think there's got to be true alarm going on.
Pamela McClintock is senior film writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much.